Sweet John, my joy and heart's delight, I have not seen thy pretty face, ne'er since our mirth last Lammas night. Oh, let me freely now embrace thee, my joy and only jewel, for I'm over ears with love. And don't deny me, sit down by me, who will ever loyal prove? I prithee, Harry, let me go. It is not safe with you to stay, for young men they are false, I know, and study damsels to betray. Then they glory in our ruin, crying up their liberty. Thus they do leave us and deceive us, but no man shall ruin me. Uds duggers, Joan, I'll love thee more than any lad in Devonshire. These pretty eyes I do adore, and dost think thou I'll wrong, my dear? No, I never will deceive thee. Here's my hand, believe me, Joan. Thy honest Harry vows to marry no young lass but thee alone. Young Joan immediately replied, you may be loyal, just and true, yet should I grant to be your bride, what have you then to bring me to? Marriage state brings cares and crosses when they have not of their own. For they that borrow meet with sorrow, this to all the world is known. Love, I have neither house nor lands, nor have I heaps and bags of gold, yet by the labor of my hands, in summer hot and winter cold, I will use my best endeavor, Joan, my jewel, to maintain, and love thee ever, thou shalt never have just reason to complain. Alas, quoth Joan, I'm loath to wed. Oh, let us stay a while, my dear, time's being hard and trading dead. Besides, the winter's drawing near. Then comes fire, soap, and candle, nay, the house rent must be paid. A son or daughter comes soon after, therefore let me live a maid. Let no such thoughts distract thy mind, for as I am an honest man, to thee I will be ever kind, and likewise take what care I can to provide for thee, my jewel, and the wolf keep from the door. While we this blessing are possessing, what can we desire more? Here is a ring of gold I give this day, my dearest Joan, to thee. Ne'er doubt but we may happy live, though by our true industry. Since we are not born to riches, we must use industry. Our nearest neighbor lives by labor, so sweet Joan must thee and I. With that she gave him heart and hand, and said, "Since thou dost loyal prove, no longer will disputing stand. This very day I'll grant thee love, and tomorrow we will marry, making now no more delay. Well yoked together, we may ever hope to live as well as they."